has confirmed plans to more than double funding for research into dementia by 2015, saying that the growing number of people affected meant the condition should be treated as a national crisis. Addressing an audience in central London, he said dementia quietly stole lives and tore at the hearts of families. Health charities have welcomed the prospect of extra money for research into dementia, but Labour said it was also essential to tackle what it called a crisis in social care. Our health correspondent, Dominic Hughes, reports.
Within the next 10 years, it's thought around a million people in the UK will be suffering from dementia. Now the Prime Minister says the fight against the disease is a personal priority, and he wants Britain to be a world leader in dementia research and care.
This is simply a terrible disease, and it's a scandal that as a country we haven't kept pace with it. The level of diagnosis, the level of understanding, the level of awareness of dementia is shockingly low. It's as though we've been in a sort of collective denial.
Mr Cameron announced that funding for research into dementia will more than double to £66 million over the next 3 years. Hospitals in England will be offered financial incentives to improve early diagnosis, and there will be a big push on the quality of care for dementia patients, Mr Cameron arguing that personal care budgets will give patients and their families the power to choose the services they want. For dementia sufferers like Anne Johnson, diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in her early 50s, today's announcement was welcome news.
Research is vital, memory clinics are vital, to help people along the way, to help them through the disease, to make them feel worth it. I say to my friends, now look, love me for who I am and be with me, and that goes a very long way to be with us, and that's amazing.
The increase in research money comes from a very low base. One study calculated that for every pound spent on researching dementia, £26 were spent on cancer research. But it's social care that could be the weak link in the government's strategy. Labour claims that £1 billion has already been cut from the care budgets of English councils. And Labour is not alone in warning the crisis in dementia can't be addressed without tackling the crisis in care.
A coroner has been told that it may never be